Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Ray bringing us back to Late Great SRV. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, more than 17 years. He's been hanging out with us. We'll do his 18th anniversary a little bit later in the year with a Fed's meeting this week, today and tomorrow. And we asked Bob to join us whenever the Fed's meeting because of his long tenure with the Fed as an actual member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that's meeting this week. And Bob's been giving us some great analysis over the last couple of segments on what's going on and why it's going on. Bob, thanks again for being here. And I wanted you to sort of broaden our horizons a little bit. We got some things going on in across the pond. We got the Brexit vote, the Brexit execution, the British exit of the euro over the next year or so. The ECB, I think they may be raising rates again. I think that's coming up if it hasn't already happened. Do you see any of that having an impact on our economy? Is there anything volatile there that you're concerned about?
Well, the world is interconnected. It's a global economy. But on the other hand, the United States economy is so large, and we have the Atlantic and the Pacific. So foreign trade is a smaller fraction of the U.S. economy than it is most European economies. The Brexit vote happened, but then nothing has happened since then. But Parliament has just given the go-ahead to start the process of withdrawing from the EU. So if that's going to turn out badly, that's all ahead of us. None of it is behind us. You've got a French election coming up where the populist candidate is going to do very well, maybe not win. But several European economies have right-wing political parties that are doing better than in a long, long time. So
many people believe Italy may be the next exit scenario. Do you see the euro, the eurozone collapsing? Do you see that happening, and maybe even the currency?
It's possible. It's possible because the euro is a straitjacket. And if you get countries that are in tremendous debt problems, Greece might be an example of that.
All right.
The old-fashioned remedy for getting out of that is no longer there because they don't have a currency that they can devalue. They're stuck with the euro. Now, maybe that's good for a while. It imposes a discipline on countries. But at some point, something's got to give, and if countries aren't willing to vote austerity year in and year out to try to shrink, then that currency straitjacket can burst open, I guess.
Well, we began as a nationalist to a large degree after a few years. Our country began as more with a nationalism type of a sentiment. And they've never had that over there until recently. That's a modern concept over there. And so, you know, when they put that thing together, Germany, you know, they were the stoic, parsimonious group, and Germany and Greece were the emotional spendthrifts, you know. And so you put all that together under one set of rules and one currency, and it's just not working, is it?
Yeah, right. The ECB was patterned as much as they could after the German Bundesbank, and the Bundesbank was extremely anti-inflationary because of what happened to the German economy during the Great
after World War II.
Great Inflation. And, yeah, you've put too many divergent types of countries under the same roof, I'm afraid.
Well, before we go any further, I've got about a minute left. What are your thoughts on the U.S. economy for the rest of the year?
Well, I think the animal spirits are going to make it okay. Apparently, the first quarter GDP number is not going to be great, but I expect the the second and third to pick up. There's a lot of improved expectations based on politics.
I wrote about that recently, and I said that the emotions are there, the momentum is locked in and ready to go, but we've got to deliver something now. Somebody's got to sell something.
Yeah, the key is fix business investment, and businesses need to start building plants and expanding plants, and not use all their money to buy back their stock.
That's exactly right. Practice market capitalism instead of financial capitalism. Thank you for saying that, Bob. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. As always, we love having you here. We appreciate your time, and look forward to having you back again real soon.
Okay, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorite folks around here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.